Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis will attend at 1 p.m. the summit via teleconference of Greece, Bulgaria, Romania and Serbia. The agenda of the summit includes the exchange of experiences from the management of the pandemic and finding ways to facilitate cross-border trade and transport. Particular emphasis will be placed on tourism. Tomorrow afternoon, the Prime Minister will present in a public address the government's plans in the sectors of tourism, employment and the economy. Another two new coronavirus cases were officially recorded in Greece in the past 24 hours, and two more people died, the health ministry reported on Monday evening, bringing the total of infections since the start of the outbreak in the country to 2,836. Global cases pass 4.8 million. The World Health Organization said on Monday an independent review of the global coronavirus response would begin as soon as possible. A resolution drafted by the European Union calling for an independent evaluation of the World Health Organization's performance appeared to have won consensus backing among the 194 states, but has not yet passed. It is expected to pass today. Late on Monday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump released a letter addressed to the World Health Organization Director General. The letter states that if the World Health Organization does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days, I will make my temporary freeze of United States funding to the organization permanent and reconsider membership of the organization. Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron have proposed that the EU borrows on the financial markets in order to disburse some 500 billion euros through grants to European economies hit hardest by the coronavirus pandemic. Various events, including a special parliament plenary session in Athens, are taking place across the country in memory of the Greek Pontic genocide commemorated each year on May 19th. The U.S. Embassy in Athens has bolstered the Hellenic police's defenses against the coronavirus with a donation of masks, gloves, and other personal protective equipment. On Monday, the City of Athens unveiled a 24 million euro project to repair and maintain sidewalks across Athens with the aim of making the capital safer and more accessible for pedestrians. And the weather forecast, sunny and hot in Attica today with the temperature expected to reach a maximum of 38 degrees Celsius.